Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
You're listening to a Flawless Noises Media Network production.
Welcome back to another episode of the Ratchet Rambler Podcast, brought to you by the Flawless Noises Media Network. I am one of your hosts. I am back. Listen, last week, sickness tried to take your boy out. Listen, I love Georgia, but fuck this crazy-ass weather and fuck this damn pollen. I ain't even got allergies, and I was down bad because of this damn pollen. This shit is, listen, if pollen was a nigga, we got to jump it. Fuck fighting foul. fuck a foul one. We just got to jump this nigga. If pollen was a nigga, we have to jump. But I am back. I am ready. I'm here to act a motherfucking fool. And with me, also back ready to act a motherfucking fool, is Adrian. What up, girl?
Hey, y'all.
You know, that's how you know Adrian is definitely like the voice of reason amongst the group. Me and Canada just come in here just on nigger time, and then Adrian just be here like, what's up, y'all? Let's get to business. But speaking of Candace, she is out today. First of all, a lot of things happening. First of all, once again, happy birthday to our beloved Bree, her, Candace, our friend Juanita, and all of Bree's loved ones. Listen, they had a wang dang motherfucking doodle celebrating Bree, went to Vegas, seen Usher, my fave, my goat, personally.
And stop playing in his face. He can do a Super Bowl. In his face. Sorry, Jeremy.
Stop playing in my goat's motherfucking face, okay? Talking about the fucking Chris Brown, Trey Songz. Boy, listen, let me not get started. Anyway, shout out. That'll be a whole nother podcast. But again, shout out to Bree. Shout out to Candace. So that is why Candace is not here with us today. But also in that, it's also Queen London's birthday today. Happy birthday, niece.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
It time flies. Time flies. I remember when London first got here. Now London is a whole ass young woman. Just listen, these kids grow too damn fast. But in that, celebrating London, we are joined by family at this point. We are joined, filling in for Candace, we are joined by family. You've heard them before. You know them. You love them. We have John of the motherfucking John Effect Podcast and Podcast Extraordinaire. John, what up?
Thank you for the kind intro. What's going on, guys? I am good. I am elated to be back. Thank you for letting me fill in.
Thank you for being here. Now we can do the two niggas and a lady podcast.
My niggerdom is going to be on 10 today. Two just niggas. Give you that heads up.
Adrian, take that to the group chat. Two niggas. Okay. Ooh, see, we are, y'all already on my nerves. But anyway, we are here to have a Wayne Dane doodle and cut the fuck up. I already told Candace and Adrian in the group chat, I have to act a nigger because I missed last week. Because I don't know about y'all, but I legit hate being sick. Like, I know, you know, it's something that, you know, that just happens sometimes, you know, we can't help it, you know, but like being sick just, it makes me mad. I be wanting to do shit and then I'm about to just be like, nigger, no.
Nah, I feel you. I hate being sick too. Yeah. I'm too old to be sick now.
Right? I'm too old to be sick. This inflation too damn high. The insurance don't be insurance. And it's just, I want to fight. I want to fight. But anyway, we are back. We are here. Thank you all for supporting us. Thank you all for rocking with us. And in that, shout out to y'all, our fans, the ones that, you know, rock with us the long way. Candace shared a bit of news in our group chat that we have almost 1,000 subscribers across Apple and Spotify. So shout out to y'all and thank y'all, the listeners and fans, for supporting us and rocking with us and our ridiculous asses covering this ridiculous ass mess. So shout out to y'all for the one time. So
thank you, everybody.
Y'all ready to get into this niggatry?
Of course.
Okay, so we're going to start with the weakest fish and get basketball-wise the hell up out of here. I'm going to keep it a buck with you. I'm here to stand in truth and transparency with my friends and co-hosts and also our listeners. It's looking low for Bruce. It's looking low for your boy continuing to pay attention to this show. Like, I got notes about what the fuck happened, but when I say notes, it's more so jokes, because I am not intrigued about, I will say, 99% of these storylines that's on this.
No, I agree. You already know. I've tapped out. I really tried. I tried because I love being prepared for this show, because our fans feed off of it, but I do not have Basketball Wives in me. I don't.
I mean, to be fair to you, I don't think Basketball Wives has Basketball Wives in them, because this is probably the weakest I've seen this shit since maybe the first season, and not even then, because at least the first season was the first season.
Right. I mean, you know, it was like, if you're bringing British back to the show, like, you're scraping the bottom of the barrel, like
British and her ankle model.
I'm just like, why is she back? Like,
she still dating that dude?
Allegedly.
Oh, he in jail? Didn't he get? Because weren't they? Okay. I'll mind my business. Because I ain't got no money for nothing, so.
It's just like, her and this damn Life After Lockup storyline she's trying to have on this show is just not, I don't care. Like, every two goddamn citizens they bringing up this, I'm ashamed. I don't know what people gonna think about my ankle bottle.
You should have thought about that before you were scamming people out they bitch. Actions have consequences. You think you're so scared to get away with it? You're not that smart.
Like, girl, if you don't stop this whining and try to make some ankle monitor couture, I don't know, like make it fashion, do something other than this damn whining.
That could be
shit.
A hit. That could be a hit. The little LV on the ankle monitor. I could see it.
Ankle
I
V.
Could see it.
No.
Little ankle V.
No.
Listen, I'm saying, that would be more interesting than her whining about this shit every two damn citizens. I would see, this is why we need to be in the boardroom for these shows. We need to be on the board. We need to be in the writer's room. Because if I was on it, I would be like, okay, look, we're going to bring you back. We're desperate. But goddamn it, we're gonna dress it up and make it real. Word to a nigga named Navadius. You, instead of you crying about this damn ankle monitor, you're going to try to turn sugar to shit to sugar. You're going to have an ankle monitor couture. You're going to have an ankle beat, but make it fashion. Okay, listen, if Sheree can get by with She by Sheree, goddamn it, you can get by Beats by Monica. Something, goddamn.
Sheree dropped something for She by Sheree?
I was using that metaphor.
First. Oh, okay. I thought I had missed something. Okay.
But it's, I would just, it does, like, if you're going already scrape, at least make it entertaining is my thing. And they're not making it into.
It's just not there anymore. But it's honestly not just them. A lot of these housewives shows have gotten away from the original thesis.
The essence of the show is like, they're going on too long. Like,
mm-hmm. And then because they go on so long, I mean, Basketball Wives are an example. We don't have basketball or wives, quite frankly, besides Jackie.
Mm. And even then.
So it's like, you're not, I mean, my draw for Basketball Wives was, oh, you're getting to see the lives of these wives and girlfriends of these athletes. I mean, they're not with their basketball players anymore. So we're seeing the aftermath of that, which hasn't been interesting with anybody. I'm just going to be honest. So it's just time to wrap this up.
Because speaking of that, the only one, as you said, is the only one that is kind of still basketball and wise is Jackie. And even then, because let me tell you something, the way I, one, do not care, but also, two, would not trust a motherfucking thing Jackie Christie is trying to sell me by going into real estate. Excuse me, huh? What?
What credentials do you have to go into real estate, Jackie Christie?
What credentials does Jackie Christie have?
Invest, maybe, but okay, whatever.
John, you're not wrong. But you could have stopped at what credentials did Jackie Christie have? That you could have stopped right there and still been right.
Right. Because I'm like, real estate.
And the other thing that rubs me the wrong way, and this is not something it's solely for Jackie, but it's a lot of people that do this in general. Something about trying to go into real estate to sell and serve underprivileged communities is what they always say. Something about that just don't seem right with me.
Because they never do it.
That's
why it don't seem right, because they never do it.
There you go.
And Jackie, this is about her third, fourth venture. She's tried liquor before.
Yep.
And some other stuff, like any of the hot ticket, like, nigger businesses, she done tried, and they have never.
Hot ticket nigger business is killing.
It's true, though.
So we not gonna pretend real estate.
That's what
she has. She tried to open up a restaurant, because that's one.
Yep.
Yeah.
Liquor.
Dry cleaning.
Clothes.
Yep.
Yeah. Like, she done hit them. Like,
she trying to do clothes and real estate in the same thing, because that's the other thing she's trying to do. And I'm sorry, but who the she
got? Who wants to dress like Jackie Christie? Did they? Yeah.
No.
Like, she. Oh, damn, Lord, I done knocked my headphones out. Lord.
Jack.
I'm just tired of everybody trying to be a jack of all trades and not mastering none of them.
They never like, do.
In this episode, she had the audacity to call herself a fashionista. I almost threw my damn
Excuse
laptop.
Excuse me? Not a...
No, say it. Say it. Fuck it. Say it.
Jackie, you have access and money, but nothing about you has ever given fashion. It's always like, okay, that's your aunt that goes to the outlet that still wants the items from the clearance rack. It's like, okay, it fits, but it's not fashion. It's, I don't know. She just gives me, I'm dressing for comfort. Like,
so who wins between her and Giselle in a fashion war?
Everybody loses.
They wash each other out, because Jackie dressed like somebody aunt. Giselle dressed like somebody slutty on. It's just it don't work. It's like
Rock Nation.
Y'all crumble. Are too old for this. Just, no,
but yeah, the one last thing. Speaking of Jackie, and something to what Adrian was saying in the pregame. Because again, I don't have notes really for basketball wise. I just got jokes. The new girls are also like. They're trying to, quote unquote, revamp it by bringing in some faces that we haven't seen in many moons for good reason, like British, but also new girls like Brandy and Duffy. And I'm just like, them fighting and trying to, I guess, be the new girls and stir up drama. It's like this, you can tell this is fake and performative and for the camera.
Right.
Because like, apparently they have been friends like way before the show, like in real life and stuff. And you can just tell they're playing it up for the cameras, because nobody that's really friends for real is talking to each other crazy and arguing and huffing and puffing in each other's face like they doing on here. It's just like, y'all just performing for a check. Like, this is not authentic. It's not real. It's tired. It's trying way too hard. And I just don't care. Just don't care. I have to agree with the sentiments that we shared in the pregame, is that they honestly should have wrapped this shit up and not revisited it after the whole OG mess and stuff with Evelyn and Jack and Shawnee and the blatant favoritism and colorism, all this. Like, sometimes you got to know when to hold them and fold them. And that was one of the times to fold. Because it's a damn shame where I actually have notes, but my notes ain't really notes. They just jokes about how ridiculous. I don't know how much longer me and Candace probably, because again, Adrian checked out many moons ago. I don't know how long we're going to keep Basketball Wives in the rotation. Honestly, it might could go to the Patreon in just a passing glance. We might bring something from the Patreon to the forefront. I don't know. We'll have to converse with Candace when she comes back. But it's looking low for basketball wise. What's not looking low though, Segway Jones, Love and Marriage DC.
Good quality mess.
Good quality carrying on. Where do you want to start at? Because I know you got word.
Oh my Lord. This thing with Joy and Ashley.
Okay, the way I was looking at that in my notes, see, we're here. Go ahead. Because I got word.
They both wrong and they both bozos.
Yes.
Joy, Ashley is wrong, because Joy did tell her something in confidence and she told her, hey, don't tell anybody. Ashley agreed. And then because Ashley got mad about some other stuff, then she went and spilled it. And I don't respect that. And I like Ashley. Ashley is pretty much a straight shooter that I've seen, but I really did not like that about her. But Joy, something with Joy is not curling over for me, and I haven't been able to put like my finger on it, because I find it really weird that you guys have a wedding, but you didn't tell his family or his kids, but your mom was there and certain select people were there, but not his kids and his family. Something curling over for me with it. Something curling over for me.
Agreed. Like, I'm all for and understand like keeping stuff private, keeping stuff intimate, not telling everybody your business, because Lord knows we, you know, in our own personal lives, you know, because we have sense, you know, we know that there's some stuff you just, you know, keep on the wraps. And then Lord knows, you know, we see on social media where everybody tells their motherfucking business. And it's like, this could have kept, this could have stayed in the iMessages. Shout out to Curtis, hashtag keep it in the iMessages. So it's like, I get that, right? But, and maybe because Lord knows I ain't nobody's married or hell even dating, so just let me, so forgive my fat ass for speaking out of turn. But I don't get why it's such a big deal. Who knows if they married or not? Like, am I tripping?
No, I don't. I don't think I think that's normal. Like, marriage is a public thing, unless you guys don't know.
Go ahead, Andrew.
Yeah, that was my thing. It's. Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I can see why you would maybe want to keep it from your castmates, maybe, but not his family.
Yeah.
Not like, his kids. Like, that's really weird.
That's weird. That's given there's a Twitter thread coming about it somewhere, somehow. That's what it's given. It's given we got some skeletons in the closet. Cause I can get keeping it from the castmates, because some of these niggas is bozo. So I get it, right? But even then, it's like, well, you kind of are on a show called Love and Marriage. So like, but okay, whatever. But like,
were they trying to get a wedding special or something? Like,
right?
Oh, give out wedding specials?
No, but maybe they were going to try.
Do they have the budget? Oh, hey, Carlos.
Could they have the
budget? I cannot stand him. He makes me, the sound of his voice makes me want to throw myself out a window.
Oh, so you're not a raindrop, John?
A what?
A raindrop.
Beg your pardon?
A raindrop. And I don't know. I've been trying to figure out where that would come from. The best that I've come is because his last name is King and King's Reign. That's the closest I've gotten to why his fans would be like,
no, you
wait, fans actually call him
Raindrops?
That's what
yes.
Hold on. First of all, I didn't even know this nigga had fans. That's number one.
He does. He has the YouTube channel that he does where he's been doing recaps on shows. He's been getting some pretty good interviews. He had an interview with Jacqueline, I feel like, during last week. But he refers to his supporters as Raindrop.
But okay, so I do see the clip. I know he has a podcast. I cannot listen, the voice. I can't do that. But I've noticed the majority of the people, all his hype comes from the Bravo people he's interviewing. So is it really you, or is it people who want to hear what these Bravo people are saying and you are just a messy mouthpiece? Because why do you never interview people from your show? Or maybe I'm just not seeing. I don't know. Something's just like, tell me you want to work back at Bravo without telling me you want to work back at Bravo, because...
I think he's just like mess. I'm just gonna be honest. I think he's just like mess. Ugh, right, he's just like mess, because he brought on Love After, During, Before Lockup, Monique and Derek. So he
I saw the Raindrops.
He lived for the mess.
So I think that's. I think that's what it is. And so the reality shows that we talk a lot about and have a lot of buzz, if he can get interviews from them, then that's what he's been doing.
Okay.
I did not know that nigga.
I didn't know that thing. Raindrop.
Right?
That is so embarrassing.
Like when
just say I have supporters. Just say thank you, people. Thanks to people. Like,
no, I like a little cute supporter group name. But right? I just don't like Raindrops. Like, we have Ratcheteers. So
that's cute. Raindrops is just like, you tried it, Carlo. Really Raindrops, tried.
Like, nigga, are you in science class again? Like, what the hell is going on? Are we in a molecule? Like, what the fuck is going on here?
I mean, I get the rain, because I think that's the first part of his production company's name, but the drops is where you're, I don't know, drops. He could have called it the Royal Court or something, but Raindrop.
Ain't Rural Court, isn't that T.S. Madison or Kaya's thing?
T.S. Madison.
Oh, that was Queen's Court, right? Okay, Queen's Court is a reality. Never mind. Don't get me to lying on here.
I am that mean bro is flabbergasted right now. Because I did not, Lord have mercy.
Bless your little heart, Carlos. that is cringe.
That is something. I'll tell you what, that is something. But yeah, like I just don't get the whole like keeping the marriage. Like like you said, I get, you know, being upset that someone did something you explicitly said not to. But I also don't understand the secrets. But again, I'm not married or dating, so who is my fat ass to, you know? Speaking of something else I don't get, I do not understand or get Winter trying so hard to... yeah, honestly, that's the whole sentence.
Trying right so there. Hard, yeah.
Yeah, that's the whole sentence.
You can put a period.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Girl, what... First you trying to fake act like you're not trying to suck this man's dick from the back.
You doing routines and Usher board ones, like
Adrian.
And this is coming from me, because I am not no heels girl. I will tell you that I am not no thick heel wedge me out, but if I'm gonna put it on, I'm gonna put it on. Like,
dress it up and make it real.
Got a kitten heel.
Right, you trying to be sexy up in kitten heels, girl? Those are two things that are diametrically opposed. What the hell is you doing? You're up here trying to make this damn literal insult into something of women's scam empowerment. Like, what is going on,
girl?
Up here trying to make music, knowing damn well you can't sing. Like, what the hell is happening here?
She making Drop It Low for Jesus music. But if people are buying it, who are me?
People buying it, or is she buying it? Are these shelter accounts that are purchasing this music?
I don't know. I can't get into the numbers. But don't she have like little scam empowerment brunches and stuff that people show up to?
Yeah, somebody showed up. I don't know who they are, but somebody showed up.
I mean, it's a fool for every dollar, so
it is a fool. That is, yeah. Mm-hmm.
So I can't do it, me personally.
Right.
Like any type of relationship advice from somebody who did not know the person that she married was living in their parents' basement. Mm. No, I can't. But that's me, and I have good sense, and I had a praying grandmother. So
right, that's what we missing from the world.
We are.
We are. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but it's just like she's gone from, well, I don't even want to say she really haven't moved from there, but it's like, and she went from trying too hard to fit in with some of the cast, and now she's trying too hard to the world. Like, I feel like at first it was just confined to the group and the castmates, but now she's trying to try too hard to the world with this boo-boo ass song that somebody, not me, but somebody gonna, like, what the hell did she call the damn romanticization or whatever the fuck?
Oh, romancipation.
What?
Yeah, whenever niggas do that, I check out. Mm-mm. Romancipation, yeah. When you try to put words together like that. Mm-mm.
Like, I know her fifth grade English teacher is like, I know you fucking. Mm-mm.
And I really wish she wouldn't try so hard, because she seems like an okay person. Like, she seems pretty fun.
Now she does, yeah. Now.
Okay, well, I didn't see her first season.
Yes.
Oh. Yes. I mean, I heard about her, but I didn't see her first season.
Yeah, I was first, yeah.
Well, people grow.
Yeah, this is true.
She's okay now. Not good, but she's just okay. The problem is, like, she would be better if, again, she just didn't try. You know what it is? Damn near, and this is also probably, you know, let me reel in my bias, because, you know, me and Candace, when we first started covering this, we did see her first, and then she was fake, phony, mean-spirited. I mean, hell, the ghetto barber shit, you know, all that, right? While it does seem she is trying to move on from that and grow, it still just comes off phony. Like, damn near everything she do just come off phony and forced.
Yeah.
And that's the problem when you come in on 10 being stank. It's hard for people to take your change seriously when it's you came from a fucked up place and it's just now, everything you do just still feels phony, like you're performing being a better person while you're still in the mindset of that stank ass place you was when we were first introduced to you.
Jen Shaw.
That was a good one, Joe.
That's all I got for that first season of Salt Lake City. I was like, oh, God.
Which I wonder when the new season starts, because apparently Mary Crosby gonna be back. Which, how the fuck is that gonna happen?
Probably. Let's see, because
I know Candace said it on one of the one. I think what not last week's episode, the week before, but I forget when she said it was coming back. But Mary coming back, I don't know if Mary and the million chickens she got in her closet coming too, or
that. You know what? That is a question that needs an answer. If I'm not mistaken, I want to say probably between September and November, because they still got to roll out Lee Hills. They got to roll out Orange County.
Probably. But yeah. Winter just drives way too hard. I still don't see it. Everything just comes off disingenuous. And until I see some like genuine growth that I feel is authentic, it's always going to be a side eye for me.
Fair enough.
Quick,
please take care of your health, man.
Please take care of your health. Like, stop being an old ass, stop being a stereotypical old ass black nigga who is apprehensive about the doctor and his health. Like, take your ass to the doctor, take your health seriously and get better, nigga. Damn.
Cause all that working hard and I'm not gonna take a break, your body gonna sit you down if you don't sit yourself down.
Hello. Your body gonna
and be when like, your body sits you down, you don't have control over it
at all.
Right. Your body gonna be like, boy.
Stop. Yeah. Yeah. So he needs to really get that under control. They seem to live pretty well. So take the time. Because if he doesn't take it, his body's just gonna shut down.
Mm-hmm. You can either take the time voluntarily or involuntarily, meaning your body gonna be like, I done told you.
And it seemed like his body like, okay, pay attention. You overdoing yourself. I'm gonna sit you down for a little while, and your body just gonna keep doing it until you're sitting down for longer than you probably want to sit down.
Yep. Yeah. I want him to take care of this because he is one of the few sensible men on the show.
Yeah, he is.
So take care of your health. Sit your ass down. Rest, nigga.
And I liked how he called his wife out. Like, yeah, you was wrong for telling that girl business, and you did it. And I know you did it because you felt a way about what you heard she said. So you was wrong.
The quarter of the episode, I need you to stop giving a damn when you don't need to give a damn. Quarter of the episode.
That's a word.
That is a word. I felt that. Because I too had that same line of thought. It's like, girl, it was not your turn to give a damn. Shutting the hell up is free.
Absolutely free. Don't declare or nothing. Free. It's free.
Especially when that's what you was told to do, is to shut the hell up. Was there anything else that we missing?
Fuck Big Jamie. Forever and always.
Fuck Big Jamie. Was he even in this episode?
They were. They went to a sex shop during this episode.
Yeah, they did.
But and he still, told her that she couldn't get a deal, though, which, okay.
You know, I would expect the cop to say some shit like
that. Okay. And while you are talking about how it sounds like you might be having maybe some early onset erectile dysfunction. Because you can't be so excited every time that you quit coming. Not every single time.
Somebody lying.
Mm-hmm. So you might want to let her get those toys so you can work on what you need to work on.
Because it sounds like you're
eating honey packets and gummies and all of this, it might be time for some internal thing. Maybe want to work on your blood pressure and stuff. But
sounded like Big Jamie ain't so big after all is what I'm hearing.
Quick, Jamie.
Take that to the group chat. Minute Jamie is what it sounded like.
Mm-hmm.
So, for your wife's sake, I hope you get it together. Not your sake, because fuck you. But for your wife's sake, because it's always fuck Jamie on this here, Big Jamie on this here podcast.
Right. Mm-hmm. Until further notice.
Until further notice. All right. Well, I think that was about it.
Yeah, that was it for Love and Marriage.
Yep. Now let's get to some real fucker.
Put the lady in jail.
Immediately. Expeditiously. Talking.
Well, that's one way to intro SWV in this game.
Let her escape from jail. Like,
let her escape from jail.
She can't.
Well, see what Adrian wants to start. So go ahead and take it away, friend.
I mean, it's not much more to say. Like, that Mama and Tasha are playing in Tamika's face.
Yeah.
And Tamika has demonstrated her loyalty for that family. She messed up. She said it herself. She messed up siding with her sister against Tiny and Candy.
Mm-hmm.
That wasn't a, I mean, it wasn't a good business decision. Because Candy and Tiny keeping checks.
Yeah, and I have that in my note, in my notes, is that, now granted, both of them are bozos for different reasons. Both of them are bozos. Both Tiny and Candy are bozos for different and also similar reasons. However, they keep a check.
Can't keep a check, Burrs.
Not only do they keep a check, they also keep connections, and they are respected amongst the industry for what they do, mostly behind the scenes, because Lord knows neither can sign. But, like, it is something to be admired that they are both well-respected, well-connected, and they've managed to keep streams of income and checks because of the work that they do within the music industry, and especially here around in Atlanta. So the fact that Tamika recognized that that was a head-ass play on her part to put family before the business because the money is right there, that was big of her. And I've seen this floated around on social media, and I do concur and agree. I think it is very obvious that she is jealous of Tamika. Like, it just seeps out of her wig that she's jealous of.
I didn't get that she was jealous of her. I get that she got a nasty church spirit.
Yes. I think two things can be true.
Okay. All right.
I definitely get nasty church spirit, Giselle. It very much so. Those be the main ones with that nat. Like, why are you so nasty? You're so churchy, but you're so nasty.
Oh shit. I just you know what just
what?
You know what just
what?
Tasha has the same spirit and wig as Ashley from Black in Chicago.
Which one is Ashley? I done forgot Ash. Oh,
the ooh, one Don's that wife. Don wife that he be cheating on every season.
I can see that. Because ain't Rocky cheating on that girl? Allegedly.
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 No, I don't think. I think she has a lot of body issues. She has some body issues. And maybe ways that she was treated that she rightfully or wrongfully attributes to what her body looked like then. And now it's not like that. And she still has that like kind of chip on her shoulder. And I think she's jealous that she has the voice between her and Candy. She sings Candy up the street, around the corner to the Sonic. Like, she can sing, but all of that didn't mean anything when it came to having a solo deal. So I think she has a lot of bitterness in her that she needs to handle. And that she would be able to handle in jail if it was me.
Singing bars behind bars, I tell you.
And that Mama.
The Mama, in my opinion, the Mama is the problem for both sisters.
Of course.
Yes.
Of course. And quiet as it's kept, I think the Mama got a little piece of that money. And that's why she's trying to sweep it under the rug.
I know it to be true, allegedly. She got some of that money.
She done got her some church hats, did a little big tie to the church.
Got her some white diamonds.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
But there's no way that you know she took my money. And you tell me you don't know what she was going through at the time. I'll knock all this over in here. Mama, don't do this.
I said all this shit on.
All of it. All of it. And to gaslight that girl, like, oh, that didn't happen and all this other, I'd have to cut them off because I could maybe forgive you stealing $30,000 from me. Maybe. You got to pay me my money back. We got to get on a payment plan or something. A lot of interest, or I'm going to beat you up every time. Like, so I might be able to forgive you, but for you to play in my face, I can't forgive. That I can't forgive.
It's the gaslighting.
Yes, and then you're going to threaten me, telling me if me and my sister get in a fighting, you going to jump on me? Like, what's on your mind?
Clearly not the right thing.
But Tamika's a better woman than I. I will say that she has a level of maturity and love for her family that I'm not quite sure I would have for mine. If you steal $30,000 from me and I had to pay taxes on it and it came while I was pregnant and my child is away from school and I really could have used that money.
Man, that's a lot. That's a lot. Mm-mm.
That's a whole lot.
Mm-mm. It could run us over if you
mm-hmm.
John, what do you want to go?
I'm with the wind. Wherever we want to go, I'm just happy to be invited.
Candy, Tiny, Tamika, kick Tasha out the group.
Let her escape breathing to this.
let her do what she want to do.
Here's the thing. She's so, for the last 22 plus years, you have been so obsessed with a solo career. Does she not understand how supply and demand works? Like, no one has ever said, you know what, that girl from Escape, or any, nobody's ever said, you know what, somebody from Escape should go solo. Why? It's okay to be in a group. It is okay to be in a group. Everyone is not going to be solo. And
if anything, like, for right or wrong reasons, like, it's definitely not, if anybody has thought about anybody from Escape going solo, it's damn sure not Tasha.
Thank you. None of them should go solo.
Yeah.
Right.
Y'all are a group.
SWV. No. And not because I have a personal story with Coco, who's a bitch, but no, nobody needs to go solo. 112, nobody from some of these groups just don't need to go solo. Nobody from TLC, nobody from 112, nobody from Jagged Edge, SWE, Escape. Nobody, stay in the group. Just stay in the group. Just
remember when Omarion went solo?
Another one, you could have stayed in the group. Because why? Anybody could have sang that song. It sounded like all of Omarion's singles sound like demos that somebody else passed up.
Yeah.
All of them. True. There's nothing distinct. Anybody could have sang that song and probably would have did, if not the same, better.
Nah, Todd, and this wasn't, the brain that her and Rocky share is not a good one. Because why would you have her doing interviews about this gospel album that's coming out, knowing that y'all addressed her stealing her sister's money? The focus is going to be on that.
The scams are going to outweigh the music.
Yes.
Yep.
And then she's got a nasty attitude. Like, you're not winning people over to your side. And in this day and age, you can't really be a bitch and have it on display. Because people invest in artists' personality sometimes more than their music.
Yeah, sometimes to a fault.
But
and not only that, and to add to that, Adrian, not only can you not really be a bitch, you can't really be a bitch when you in the wrong.
Yeah, because you don't even, if this isn't even a good comeback story, like, oh, I was vindicated. If anybody was vindicated, it was Candy.
Yeah, yeah. It's like you're not really on the right side of history there, beloved. So, yeah.
That wasn't smart.
It was not smart at all.
But thank you to Tasha and Tamika for carrying the show on their back. Because
that is one thing about them too. Like, them two, they'll sing down. That is one thing about them.
Yeah, but I mean, just bringing the drama to this show. Because I'm gonna be, I didn't watch Escape's little drama series they did before. Mm-hmm. I didn't watch SWV's, but this had mess. Once I heard that she had stole that lady money, I was tuned in.
Yeah, I knew that.
Go ahead.
I knew it was gonna be mess because I knew from watching the Escape show, them two damn sisters are time and a half by themselves. You put them together back with Candy and Tiny and SWV. I already knew this was gonna be a shit show.
Oh, I didn't know that.
I knew it was going to be it because this is something that I don't know why I'm still holding on to this for almost two decades. When the sister went on the radio, it was like, not only did Candy fuck Jermaine Dupri, she fucked his daddy too. I was like, oh, this show is good.
Yeah, and the producers basically here because they brought that up on the last episode of the career. They brought that up and I'm like, y'all miss his hell.
I was like, not JD and his daddy. Like, God damn. Like,
I mean, but if she did, look where Candy at.
I mean, more power to you, but the fact that you went on the radio.
In Atlanta radio
in
right
Atlanta
there.
Atlanta. Yeah. And said, yeah, Candy fucked both of them.
It's like, nigga, when the fucking... It's like, nigga, when the because I know the exact station where they put it on the screen. I was like, nigga, I know that exact station. Like, everybody in Georgia who watched this damn show was like, bitch, you went on there? You went on Ryan Camp? You went on that station and said that shit?
It was just so matter-of-fact about it. Like, yeah, like, ma'am, you lucky Candy don't beat your ass every time she see you.
For real, though.
If you say some shit like that to me on the radio, about me on the radio, it's on site. Every time I see him attack, I'm going to dot that out. I'm tagging.
Yeah, I agree, John, but knowing Candy, I feel like she felt, because Candy all about money to a fault. I feel like Candy weighed the option. It's like, I could either beat her ass and go to jail, or I can not forgive her, but get this money and let the bitch see then the fact that she got to come back to me in order for us to get this money.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
And look what happened. She had to make nice with her so she could make this money. So
yeah.
But yeah, I agree with you. The show is the two sisters for the most part are definitely the ones bring the most down. But again, to your credit, you didn't watch the level two shows, but I knew. I don't know if John did, but just from watching the Escape Show alone, I knew.
Oh yeah, the Escape Show was lit. I was like,
yeah, yes. Exactly. So we knew. We already
I knew this was gonna be a shit. I was like, this is gonna be some shit. And Mona Scott's behind this. I said, Satan herself.
Rock Nation shall crumble.
Mm.
What do we have? Anything else?
No, I think that's all the shows.
Yeah, I think that's it. I'm looking forward to the next episode. Like, I'm all in. I'm all invested in this shit. Because, again, I already knew it was going to be a shit show. And even just in the first two episodes, we already have the two groups fighting amongst each other out internally, but also group versus group. So, again, I'm all in on this shit.
Yeah, I'm ready.
Because it's going to be absolute goddamn wang-dang doodle.
Mm-hmm.
But I do think that was for all the... Got through fairly quickly.
There you go.
Is there anything else that happened in Ratchet news or mess before we get up out of here?
Juan Dixon being dropped from Coppin State.
There you go. Thank you, John.
And let's add on to that female basketball player that used to coach coming out with some mess.
Oh yeah. Mm.
It looks bad.
It's looking bad for Juan.
It is, but he like. This is no shocker about his demeanor and attitude. Like, I've always heard, some of his former teammates way back in the day when he was on the Wizards. He has a shitty person. He's just an asshole. Like, I understand we are a product of our environment because Robin will tell how she just casually brings up his mom dying of disease. I'm just like, Robin, just like, his background, you can kind of understand why he might have a chip on his shoulder and he might kind of be, but it's just like, damn, like, I would use that adversity to be a nice, caring person. I've always heard that he's a shitty.
Well, he ain't beating those allegations no time soon.
Yeah, he not beating that. Honestly, at this point, it ain't even allegations. Like, that's just you, bro.
Yeah, you an asshole.
Yeah, and a shitty person.
You're not going to be able to pivot from this. You will have to go overseas to coach.
Yeah, I was say, I think Adrian
said there's no way you're going to pivot this to be able to do something else unless you can do it.
Yeah, I think it was Adrian that said in our group chat that boy can't even coach a little league team.
Well, that's what you get.
Yeah, I was going to say, well, rest in peace, Bozo.
Fuck around, find out.
Mm. Yeah, just fuck around and find out indeed. So yeah, fuck Juan. This goes without saying, but Robin, was it worth it? Was it worth it?
You should have just walked away and you should have just co-parented. Because I was on TikTok and for some reason I follow in the Housewives TikTok and they always show clips from earlier seasons. And it was Megamind was like, yeah, because Juan was with this girl before he had moved back home and he was in love with her and why don't you just move on and let him go? And I'm like, she tried to tell you season 2, season 3, but no, you decided to stay with her.
Well, when you do clownery,
Mm-hmm. And can somebody please take Blueface's and Krishan's phones, please? And thank you.
Please.
Everything I learn about them is against my will.
Everything.
I'm fed up.
I'm tired.
I'm tired.
Just leave us alone.
Like at this point, I am filing harassment charges against anybody that shares information about them too. Again, because I don't want to know. I don't want to know. Leave me and my family alone.
Please, please.
For the love of all that is holy.
Please.
But
I think they got a minute left on the clock, and then I feel like by the summer we'll be rid of them. Finally.
Well, listen, it can't come fast enough, goddamn. I'm tired. I'm tired.
It can. And I think you being generous, but. I really do, because you know they're gonna have a baby shower or a gender reveal, and they're gonna act a fool there. His people gonna act a fool, her people gonna act a fool, so you know we're gonna see clips of that. He is not above acting a fool at the delivery room at the hospital, so I think we got a little more time with them. I'm just gonna be honest, I think we got a little more time.
We are truly in the darkest timeline.
We are.
This is what Thanos wants. But that is enough of us and our ridiculousness. That's it for today. Once again, John, thank you for coming through, showing up
as always. Of course.
And the people should know by now, honestly, if they don't know by now, what is the hell is wrong with y'all? But John, let people know where they can find you one more time for the one.
You can find me on Twitter, the John Effect X. Hopefully I can keep this account a little bit longer because I ain't got no more Twitter accounts left in me. Like, Twitter, stop targeting me. It feels anti-Black. It feels homophobic. It feels colorist. Like, I don't like it. Spare me, please. There's far more bad people out there. I just be sarcastic. Spare me.
Yeah, exactly. Rock Nation, you shall fall. That unironically is one of the funniest.
He has so much conviction with you. Just stop. Just stop.
Well, that's it for us, y'all. We out. We'll be back next week in full force and effect. Again, thank you all for the wonderful support. Tell a friend about the show and listen to our ridiculous asses talk about these ridiculous ass people on these ridiculous shows. We'll be back next week, and we out.
Bye, y'all.